21st, Wisconsin's second ever managed elk hunt wrapped up earlier this month, and it's safe to say it's getting a lot of interest. 23,000 people put their names into a lottery for a license. Ultimately, only 10 lucky hunters were picked to take part. That's in part because the herd's numbers are small, with only about 300 wild elk statewide. But while DNR officials are working to grow the herd and the number of elk hunters in the state, there are questions about the threat posed by chronic wasting disease. Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez spoke to WisConText associate editor Will Cushman, who's been following the issue.
Well, we usually hear about CWD in the context of deer, but you wrote this piece on how it could affect the state's wild elk population. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really think about CWD and elk, at least in Wisconsin, because we don't have very many elk in Wisconsin. We have like 300 some wild elk in two very small herds. But yeah, it's also a problem in elk herds out west. So we wanted to take a look at what CWD and its spread in Wisconsin could mean for our very small herds.
And to date, there have been no wild elk that have tested positive, right?
That's correct. In Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. And some, though, in elk farms?
Yes, I believe at least one elk in an elk farm. I can't remember whereabouts in the state. I think it was in northwestern Wisconsin. Did test positive for CWD, and a lot of elk out west are CWD positive. They have, I think, a third of the herds in Colorado have elk herds have CWD.
And you talked about the fact that Wisconsin has this very small wild elk population. And part of the reason why this is so important is because there's been this huge effort to rebuild the population. Can you talk about what went into that?
Yeah, it was pretty fascinating. Over the course of decades, really, and it's cost a significant amount of money, both for the state as well as nonprofits and tribes and other individuals. So elk were wiped out in Wisconsin around the same time that they were wiped out throughout most of eastern North America. So that would be in the late 19th century. Not sure exactly when they were totally wiped out from Wisconsin. It was sometime between like the 1860s and 1880s. And then in the early 20th century, there were efforts kind of across the country to reintroduce elk in the eastern states. Most of those elk came from Yellowstone National Park. And so they were reintroduced to a bunch of places, including Wisconsin. But then that was like right before the Great Depression hit, and there weren't really a whole lot of resources, and there wasn't a whole lot of science that would, I guess, support these reintroduction efforts. So basically the elk were dropped off in Wisconsin and people were like, good luck, let's see how it goes. And they were never heard from again. So no one knows what happened to those elk. But then later in the 20th century, so in the 80s, people there was kind of like a grassroots effort. People started to wonder again, why can't we have elk in Wisconsin? We have the habitat for it. So in 1989, the legislature directed the DNR to conduct a feasibility study to look into how feasible it would be to reintroduce elk, moose, and caribou to the state. And they decided ultimately that none of those species the state wasn't ready to reintroduce any of those. There wasn't really public support at that time or enough, they thought. But then that really started getting the conversation going. And then in the 90s, some researchers at UW Stevens Point, in collaboration with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, transported a couple dozen elk from Michigan to the Clam Lake area. That's kind of like southwestern Ashland County near Bayfield County. And they wanted to study how elk could do in the habitat. The herd grew pretty slowly, and after a few years, the DNR took over management. And then in the 2000s, the DNR really ramped up their efforts to reintroduce elk, started working with the state of Kentucky, and again with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And in that effort, they have brought up over 100 elk from the state of Kentucky. That's now over, but there are now 250-some elk near the Clam Lake herd in northern Wisconsin and about 75 elk in Jackson County in the Black River State Forest.
Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisConText, and we're talking to him about his latest reporting on chronic wasting disease and the risk it poses to the state's small wild elk population. Will, what do we know about how CWD affects elk?
So it affects elk in a similar way that it affects deer and all cervids. Cervids are hoofed mammals, a group of hoofed mammals that includes deer, moose, elk, reindeer, caribou. And what it does, so CWD is caused by what they're called prions. They're basically abnormal proteins that a deer or an elk will pick up in the environment. And once they're infected with it, those prions start replicating in their brains and replacing healthy brain proteins. And eventually that leads to muscle weakness and eventual death, hence why it's called chronic wasting disease. But elk are affected in a pretty similar way to deer, in the way that basically they have about 2 years or so after they're infected before they ultimately die.
And you spoke to the DNR for this piece. Mm-hmm. How worried are they about CWD and the elk population?
You know, it was interesting talking to them. So I spoke with Kevin Wallenfang. He's a deer and elk ecologist for the DNR, and he's kind of in charge of elk management in the state. And he said that they're not super worried about CWD in the herds because the prevalence rates, so the number of elk in a herd who test positive for CWD in the herds where it's present, like out west, tend to be lower than the number of deer in infected herds that become infected. So he said that, and research supports this, like up to 50% of deer in a herd that's been infected with CWD will test positive for it, whereas it kind of tops out around 1 in 10 elk in an infected herd. So it doesn't seem to affect elk quite as much as deer in terms of like a population standpoint. That said, researchers aren't really sure why that is, if it has something to do with elk biology or if it has something to do with the habits of elk. They have different social habits, grazing habits. So they're not necessarily super worried about CWD in Wisconsin's elk, but they're definitely going to pretty, I wouldn't call them extreme, but great lengths to protect the herds. So there have been bull elk in particular kind of range out past like where the typical herd range is. And there have been a couple bull elk, Kevin said, that have strayed from their herds in Wisconsin into areas where CWD is known to be present. I should say that CWD hasn't been found in the home ranges of either herd. But these bull elk that have strayed into CWD areas or potentially areas with CWD, the DNR is able to track them with radio collars, and they have made the decision to euthanize them immediately before returning them, before they could return to the herds, out of just like a lot of caution.
Yeah, and you talked to a couple other experts on this, and it sounds like they very much supported that practice.
Yep, I talked to a staff biologist at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and he agreed with that, as did a researcher at the University of Illinois who helps head up Illinois' efforts to control CWD and its whitetail herd.
And when it comes to demand for elk hunting, we just wrapped up our second official elk hunt in the state. It sounds like there's a lot of interest in doing this.
There's so much demand. Yeah. And like way more demand than there are elk.
Right.
Yeah. I think 2018 was the first sanctioned elk hunt in the state. The DNR gave out 10 tags, 5 to tribal members and 5 to other residents in Wisconsin. And they had like over 38,000 applicants for those tags. And then in 2019, it was a similar number. It was a little bit lower, but it was still like tens of thousands of people were applying for just a few elk tags.
And so big picture, as we wrap up, are the people managing Wisconsin's wild elk population, Are they optimistic about the chances of the population surviving CWD or dealing with it?
They are pretty optimistic about it, especially now that they are really feeling confident about where the herds are now in terms of population growth. The herd up in Clam Lake has been growing like really pretty slowly over the last couple of decades. I mean, it's still only a couple hundred elk. But I guess now they have, as of this year or this coming spring, they'll have over 100 cows that will be probably giving birth. So they're expecting like quite a population boom up near Clam Lake. And the Jackson County herd is also, it's been dealing with some issues related to vehicle accidents, killing a number of elk. But I guess all of the calves that have been born in Jackson County over the last 2 years have survived so far. So that is also pointing toward kind of some optimism for both herds.
Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you.
That was Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez speaking with WisContext associate editor Will Cushman. If you want to find out more about the risks from chronic wasting disease and Wisconsin's wild elk herds, you can find Will's story at WisContext.org.